You're listening to the Mind Takeaway podcast with your hosts, Mira and Peter.
We held leadership roles, lived in different countries, and had diverse careers spanning the music industry, online technology companies, and the medical sector. Now, we develop, coach, and mentor leaders, creative professionals, and entrepreneurs who want to regenerate, improve, and transform the world around them, and inspire others to do the same.
In each episode, we explore what happens when you tap into your intuition, creativity, and connection with others. We do this through having deep, fun, and insightful conversations with ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things.
Welcome to another micro episode of the Mind Takeaway podcast. And actually, we're in a new area of Mauer Park, and it's one of the most famous parks in Berlin. And we don't normally record in Mauer Park because usually it's full of party heads and carnage. But actually, we're in a new area where we're just blessed. It's really chilled. And we're on what could only be described as a prehistoric table that looks like it's better placed than the Flintstones, I guess.
Yeah, I think Flintstones is a great...
I'm pleased to be with Claudia Guzman. And actually, we've recorded with Claudia before, but we had a few debacles with sound and stuff. And I guess this is our second attempt now. No?
Well, hopefully it will go because all good things come in three, right? So, yeah. I mean, we're recording, but micro-episoding. Yesterday was microdosing World Day. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, micro. So we're doing a microdose of mind, the mind.
So this is a micro episode.
Yeah, of the. Okay. Yeah,
it's micro. This can be. So
yeah, micro.
Maybe we should explore. I mean, what we were talking about just before we press record was, we don't know what we're going to talk about, which is actually a good starting point, right, for creativity
and yeah.
things, magic things to happen. But what we thought might be useful is to explore this new normal that people are talking about. You know, everyone seems to be on hold, bless them, during COVID, the last 14 months, right?
Mm.
You know, they're all waiting to go back to normal, but I know that you're an advocate for this as well, Claudia, but correct me if I'm wrong, that this is normal.
Yeah, it's normal. I think we're just living our life, whatever it is, right? For me, there's no going back. I'm going forward to whatever is presented. Mm. And I have been adapting and I'm gonna be adapting to whatever that normal. Well, we can dissect normal. What does normal really mean?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think everything becomes normal at some point, isn't it? You get used to things. Everything changes all the time. And at some point, it's new and then it becomes not so new anymore.
Mm.
And so, yeah, what is normal? Is it that somebody said that something is normal and then we accept that?
Mm.
Like you're a normal person and you're not normal person, or this is the normal day and this isn't the normal day, or this is what you're supposed to do and this is what you're not. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know what occurs to me? Isn't reality subjective?
Yeah.
So my version of normal, it's really whatever I make up inside my head. And until we have open dialogue like this, it's my normal is my normal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but that's because you're very conscious of yourself and you sort of identify.
Yeah, this silence isn't us contemplating life. It's actually just, it got a bit windy and it was my fault because I said to Claudia, if it gets windy, just stop in mid-sentence. She's like, what, in mid-sentence while I'm saying something useful? So actually the wind stopped, so
okay,
please continue.
Go on. I lost my thought, but I was saying you can say that because you are a very conscious being. You know yourself. So for you also, you don't get lost in what maybe society tries to sell us as normal. You know, you create your own normality, your reality. So that's very powerful. But I think a lot of people out there just follow what they're told. And so then they buy into certain belief systems, which so far away from who they truly are, mm-hmm. meant to be, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. That does really make sense, you know, what is normal to you? And I think that's something that each of us really have to put some time into exploring and noticing. And isn't it, Peter?
You know, just well, I'm just reminded of, you know, there has been pandemics before, right? So therefore, you know, there's always going to be good stuff that happens. And again, that's subjective. My idea of something bad might not be your idea. You might be like, well, it's not great, but it's, I can deal with that, right? And correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, okay, I know that we're part of, you know, our friends, our group, the work that we do is looking in this direction about being, you know, increasing our level of awareness and the like and being more conscious. But it just occurred to me that every day is normal. Mm. And that's whether there's been a natural disaster, that's whether there's a new pandemic, that's whether the sun's out and everyone's in the park having a party and life is good. And I think that it just occurred to me, it's much better to approach life just thinking every day is normal, if that makes sense. Mm.
So that's interesting. So you do that because when you are in the here and now, then you just accept, you move along from one moment to another moment, and then you live the life as whatever comes up that you defines your normality, right? But if somebody lives future-based, mm-hmm. then there's an agenda, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So then there's like this rushing for some goal which may never arrive, as we now really, truly have learned, because we thought we're in control, but we're not in control. Nothing is controllable. All we control is really the next moment, like being here in this moment and making the best, even if it's windy and you know, and we're outside, we're sitting whatever 1 meter apart. That's like the new normal, and we just adapted to that. So I think that's, you know, but then again, we are all we as humans and all creatures and every plant and everything living molecule is adaptable. Maybe we also forgot about that, consciously forgot about it. I don't know. Going a little bit high intellectual.
No, I like it. I think it's useful conversation because, you can be very future focused, and sometimes it's a good thing to do. You know, it can be useful if you're imagineering or being innovative or being creative because you want to imagine a better future or something that hasn't been done before. But as you say, it can also be very debilitating. Thank you, put my teeth back in, because you could be always thinking that the future is going to fuck you up, pardon my French, or actually you can be stuck in the past, like oh my god, well, COVID, I've survived it, but I'm so scared because I'm sure there's another worse pandemic or another disease or something bigger and scarier.
Yeah.
But as you say, I mean, for people listening then, so I guess the question, I'm asking myself this as well, so how do we stay present? How do we show up and just enjoy what is?
By dropping into the here and now with gratitude, mm-hmm. waking up in the morning and really, you know, welcoming oneself back and saying good morning, Claudia, Peter, Mira, whoever, you know, out in our body, whoever, like how, and then really saying, welcome to this day. I'm going to make this a beautiful day, and I'm being conscious about what this day has to offer me. And maybe also in the evening, just this being really reminding oneself to come always back into this nowness. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with reflecting back or also making future plans, but then not getting hung up and maybe just trusting and letting it go. So it's an intention, it's an energy, right? We send out into the universe and then we're letting it go and then we're coming back, because otherwise life is going to pass by. And, you know, that's a whole nother conversation.
Absolutely.
Because I guess it is an intentional thing, because you can have an intention to have a shit day. And we all innocently do that, right?
Yeah.
You know, we get up and go, oh, this is going to be...
It's going to be horrible,
No, close the curtains, go back to sleep. Or you, as you say, you can go up and go, okay, I've had a coffee, I feel good. what can we do today? Let's get excited, you know. And it doesn't have to be anything in specific. Oh, we must do this, because that can be quite a, you know, a bit of a trap, can't it? A bit of a cul-de-sac when we say, oh, it must be like this today. Because if it doesn't end up like this, you end up being a bit sad, or, you know, you're disappointed, I guess.
Also, I feel even if you wake up and you're struggling and you have really, you know, whatever the issues you're facing, just even accepting those and be like, you know, today it's not going to be a good day. Today I'm not going to really be able to show up for myself. Today I don't know if I can really hold myself in love. I don't know. Today I am in this hole. But by saying it, you're taking the pressure away. You're allowing yourself, you're giving yourself this permission to be miserable, and that's okay because we're human. So it's okay. And then you feel like by allowing it, it's already not that bad anymore.
Oh, beautiful. I actually have an example of it that I just started thinking of when you started talking. So yeah. I guess we connect there, isn't it? I remember a day, it was a weekend, and I was working at the time. I was in Dubai. And I had all this, you know, I need to get up and I need to do this and I need to clean the house and then I need to go and see friends, but I'm not really in the mood. So the time with them won't be so nice and blah, blah. And I was really feeling miserable and didn't want to go anywhere or do anything. And I told myself, I don't know for whatever reason this crossed my mind, like, okay, well, I can allow myself to fail and do absolutely nothing today and allow myself to have as shitty as day possible. And you know what happened? In that moment, all the pressure went away and I suddenly cleaned my apartment and got in the car and met those friends and had an amazing day with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really? That's what you actually do. Mm-hmm. And I still sometimes forget to do that now when I have I fight with myself too.
But it's these parts in us, right? There's multiple parts in us. And then there's they take over and then they gain power. Even so, maybe there were parts which helped us when we were smaller, but then these parts are there, and maybe it's an inner critic voice or a protector, whatever it is, right? And so when we try to push them down and we like go away, then they gain power. It's a oxymoron of some form, right? Or right? But then when you're like, okay, here you are, and I'm just gonna give up as you did. Yeah. I'm just allowing. I'm not doing anything. I'm letting people down. Suddenly, these parts, they're like a genie in a bottle, they disappear, right? And then suddenly, you who you are, that you, that soul, your energy is back, and you gain back. You know, you can show up for yourself, and it's amazing. It's so simple, and then we forget it, as you said.
So what you're both pointing to, it sounds like control versus surrender, because we like to think we're in control as a species, and you know, control can be good in certain places, but in the case of just showing up, and as you say, what's the best way to approach life? You know, COVID or COVID aside, pre-COVID, after COVID, whatever.
Right.
The best way is to just surrender. And that doesn't mean putting your hands up like someone's got a gun.
Yeah.
It means just like, let's just embrace what that day has to offer.
It's interesting that you use this word surrender, because also I think in our society, surrender has sort of a bad rep.
Yeah.
You know, you surrender, you're backed up against the wall, you drop everything, you
have
know.
No options.
You have no option.
Yeah.
So, and then why is that? Surrender is not that we give up. Surrender is going floating maybe with the situation. You give up the resistance, but it's not that we're at the wall. Maybe I'm still in the middle of the road and the room or whatever I am, right? And then maybe I personally would say, I'm floating. I'm just going to float. I have my little raft, the Claudia raft, on the river of life. I just float along. And sometimes there's probably rabbits and some faster streams, and then maybe I'm pushed against some muddy waters, or you know, who knows what, right? But I'm just, again, if I don't have that resistance and I accept, and then further, even you can flip it, you can reframe it, because in every difficult situation we're facing, there's always, you know, some gold when we choose
absolutely
to look at it. like with this, you know, what you learned when you surrendered in that moment, when you allowed yourself to sort of let everybody down, in actually you rose.
Yeah, it's it's interesting.
You were shining.
Well, I think it's a good time to leave it here, because we really want people to soak this in and maybe take some of these actions. And
Yeah, and thank you, Claudia, because there's some really tangible, realistic ways to approach this. Because it's quite often people say, oh, you can do this. And it's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Because it just doesn't seem very practical or realistic. But correct me if I'm wrong, it sounded like that was quite practical and realistic.
Yeah, and it's very, you know, I think we do this all the time with different things in life. And we know how it works. We just probably never really paid attention or became aware of it. So maybe, yeah, people can just also look back and see how they're already doing it.
Yeah, especially when we get into tough situations, then often we forget that we have these tools and we need to just look into our toolbox. And but when we're under stress, we don't even know we have a toolbox.
And actually the toolbox metaphorically is the tools don't really exist. That it's just innate what we have.
Right.
And as you say, you're getting up and you just have use what you naturally have versus looking for a strategy or something like that. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for listening. And as usual, any thoughts, feelings, any questions pop up, reach out.
Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you, Claudia.
It was my pleasure.
Bye.
Thank you.
You made it to the end of this episode, and we appreciate that, so thank you.
If you're looking for coaching, want to develop your leadership skills, improve your team's performance, get more creative, or strengthen your business relationships, please check our website, www.themindtakeaway.com, or drop us an email, info@themindtakeaway.com, for more details. We would love to hear from you.